This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. When the Wisconsin Rapids paper mill closed in 2020, around 900 people were put out of work. The Verso mill property has been in flux since then, with the Swedish company Billerud purchasing the site in 2022. Billerud sold idle sections of the site and the land to Capital Recovery Group, LLC, but they still own the converting facility and employ around 150 people in that building along the river. Sunoco owns the base mill and employs around 165 people manufacturing and converting paperboard. Now, for a little over a year, the sounds of demolition can be heard on the craft mill site. Gerald Blomberg and his company, MRD Group, are tearing down the buildings and restoring the site to grade level.
We're just on our 13th month, and the whole project is 18 months. And we'll have most of the structures completely on the ground here by the end of November.
Blomberg said they'll spend 3 to 4 months cleaning up the site. He anticipates they're roughly 3 months ahead of schedule. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Matt Zacher stresses the importance of respecting the history of the site.
120 years to build it, and now we're taking it down in a year's time. I mean, it's just a lot of sad emotions that go into it. There's a lot of anger from people in the community, but at the same time, nobody wants to sit here and watch this thing deteriorate without seeing something possible for the future.
After the site is cleared and ready for development, Mayor Zacher says there'll be 220 acres of prime real estate with abundant electricity for new industries.
We want manufacturing, if at all possible. As a government, we don't have say over what happens.
Zacher says whomever ends up buying the land will decide what gets built.
It's more of a industrial park at this point, and we look forward to see what happens also.
Some Wisconsinites' health care premiums could skyrocket by $30,000 a year if Congress doesn't continue the insurance tax subsidies, one of the biggest sticking points of the government shutdown. Savannah Tomi Olson reports.
People who buy health insurance through the healthcare.gov marketplace can qualify for what are essentially discounts on their insurance to make it more affordable. Those discounts are set to expire at the end of the year, which would make healthcare coverage more expensive for up to 42 million Americans. Here in Wisconsin, about 313,000 people have plans they bought on the marketplace, and 88% of those qualify for some sort of tax credit. On average, those tax credits save Wisconsinites $664 a month. But leaders say costs will surge for some people. Governor Tony Evers.
A middle-class family of four in Wausau see their premium more than double, going from $886 a month to over $2,300 a month. 60-year-old couple in Rice Lake, making about $85,000 a year, could see their premium rocket 800%. That's an annual increase of over $30,000 in costs.
And that's just for the premiums to have insurance, before even thinking about things like filling prescriptions or going to the ER. Democrats in Congress say they will not agree to end the shutdown unless the tax credits will continue. Republicans have said they would consider extending the tax credits after reopening the government. Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore.
We're going to see families like this take some risks and simply drop their coverage and just cross their fingers and pray. Maybe we could just get by and show up in the emergency room if something really goes bad.
Data shows when healthcare systems, the government, and charities have to absorb the costs of the uninsured, prices go up for everyone. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Over 50 wildfires have happened in Wisconsin this month alone, and the Department of Natural Resources is urging extra caution. Burning brush and leaves are the main cause of wildfires this time of year. Combined with dry weather and gusty winds, we're at elevated risk of fire danger. The DNR recommends avoiding outdoor debris burning until the ground is completely covered in snow. Fires can also be caused by sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces. Officials recommend drowning ashes with water and stir until all the heat and smoke are gone. Gas prices rose 17.8 cents per gallon over the last week. The average across Wisconsin is $2.79. This is still 3.5 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago and almost 8 cents lower than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say a refinery fire caused the jump in prices in the Midwest. However, relief is likely in the weeks ahead as the situation stabilizes. Looking ahead, the national average could increase to slightly above the $3 per gallon mark due to the possibility of a U.S.-China trade deal. GasBuddy officials say oil prices could lift on optimism the deal would increase trade and reduce tariffs. They say the national average should slip back below $3 per gallon ahead of Thanksgiving. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.67 to $2.81 per gallon. There's a technology fair at the Portage County Aging and Disability Resource Center tomorrow. At 11 a.m. on Wednesday, they'll host a speaker at the Lincoln Center presenting information to help you stay safe while shopping online. You can learn how to avoid scams and keep your personal information safe when buying online. From noon to 2, you can get free tech support and information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there. You know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.